ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। इट्स अ ग्रेट प्लेजर एंड एन ऑनर टू इंट्रोड्यूस माय टीचर एंड गाइड हु हैज बिकम अ स्पिरिचुअल टीचर इन 1980। हर स्पिरिचुअल जर्नी हैज स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम केन्या। And from 1980 to 1992, she served in Mumbai and Hyderabad centers. Well, my spiritual journey also similarly started in Mumbai and Hyderabad centers. In 1985, this is very unique because it is International Year of United Nations Youth Year. And she participated, led, and played a very vital role in Bharat Unity Foot March, that is youth marching from Mumbai to Delhi, all the way by road, crossing villages, towns and cities, spreading spiritual wisdom. Her eloquence and her simple and clear approach to spiritual attainments has really inspired many, which were recorded into audio video tapes and CDs, which are available in all the, you name any center or any bookshop of Brahma Kumaris, you'll find it. Any topic, her magic intellect, her magical box has loads to contribute to it. Among the many management topics that she addressed, one which I personally got benefited, well, all of them are good, but one such is sleep management. It's not that I have any sleep problems, but being in center, many people come and they keep asking, and we as sisters not only just giving 7-day course, but among 7 days, 3 days we listen to them. And when we have to listen, they have loads to share, especially sleep apnea and sleeplessness were the major problems which are associated with stress and other things. So I wanted to study, and as I googled, I found loads of material, and it really helped me in helping people. And this thing would be incomplete if I don't speak about her research skills, wherein she did wonderful research in the great epics of India, the mythology of India, or rather the traditional history of India. And those are the two major epics. Today, you name any type of character or personality in the world, any type of personality you can find in these epics, Ramayana and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Babu speaks in Murli about Gita a lot, isn't it? She did wonderful research and she brought out the practical depiction about these things. And her clarity approach towards these things have helped many to understand these epics in a new way, rather practical way. And so, I'm very happy to present a researcher, a spiritual analyst, a spiritual teacher, a guide, a mentor, Usha Ben. Join your hands. I myself am looking forward to listen to this topic, God and drama. Who is better? Who is bigger? Who is number one? And who is what? Let's understand the secrets. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I think Gautam Bin said a lot. All is Baba's magic, as we heard. And Baba always does his wonders, making someone or the other an instrument. So similarly, Baba also made an instrument to do some of his wonders. So the credit goes to Baba. But today, as she said, God and drama. We always hear in Baba's Murlis that Baba is the creator, director, and principal actor of this wonderful drama. Creator means he created this whole stage for us. He's the director. who directs the shootings. But as I was wondering one day, who is the script writer of this drama? Who is the script writer? The director is not the script writer. Director is a director who directs. So who is the script writer of this drama? Yes? Who is the script writer? We ourselves, definitely. So we ourselves are the script writers. Each one of us is writing his or her script. And this Brahmin life, is this the first life or the last life? Still confused? Still confused? Huh? This is the first life, definitely. Because if we get inheritance for 21 births, so this birth also is counted in the 21 births that we get inheritance from Baba. So definitely, if this is the first birth, and in this first birth, we are writing our script for the entire kalpa. And whatever we write, however we write, we are going to experience the fruits of it. Because that is the script which is going to be played. So many a times when Baba says, as it is written, as it will be played. So, whatever we do now, we get multifolds. That is the count. Whatever I do in this birth, each and every action, each and every thought that I generate, I am going to get the fruits of that in the entire kalpa, in multi-million folds way. Isn't it? So even in golden age and silver age, I get the reward of it. And from copper age to iron age also, the script what I have written now is going to be played throughout the whole kalpa. So when Baba says it is going to be repeated as not that was in the last kalpa, but what I write now is going to be repeated. And in this birth, if a fly passes by, that is also going to be repeated. But not of the past kalpa, because if we talk about efforts, and if everything is going to be repeated from the past kalpa, then there is no margin for any improvement, for making efforts. So that is why many a times in Baba's Murlis, Baba mentions this, that those who say, whatever is written in my fortune, past kalpa, that will happen. They do not understand the depths of drama. If that is going to be repeated, what was in the last kalpa, then why are we making efforts? And I believe this is the question which haunts many people. What is the use of making efforts? The use of making efforts is that I have margin to improve myself. And that is why Baba has said, if children do better, write a better script, then from golden age, if they are more than 108, Baba is willing to put more beads into it. So Baba can do. Baba says, I cannot change the script which you are writing. I can give you directions. He's a director. So He gives us the most elevated directions. Just like in any, that's why Baba compares this more with a film than a stage drama. World drama is compared more with a film than a stage drama. Why? Because once it is shot, then it is done. The best part of this is there is no editing. This director cannot edit any scenes. Or we cannot say, oh, I was not able to perform as I should have, so let us have a retake. There is no retakes in this drama. Baba has given early morning Murli. He gives us all the directions how I have to play my role today. And then, if I am frowning, if I am not smiling, that is being shot. And there is no retake. In those films, they have 50 retakes maybe. But here, no retake. You cannot say, I'm sorry, I would do it better the next time. You can't say because it is shot. So no retakes, no editing. The director cannot edit what is shot. That is why I have to reap for every karma that I am doing. Not only that, He has given me the directions. Keep a smiling face. Have good wishes for all. You know, whoever meets you, give them good wishes. Give them good feelings. Generate good thoughts. Everything He has given us. All the directions. But still if I'm not able to do, why? Because of my past sanskaras. Because in this drama, although this is the first birth, but the sanskaras are from the past life carried forward. And I'm still functioning on the basis of those sanskaras. And that is why I'm not able to follow those directions. And when I realize, by the end of the day when I see my chart, and see, oh, how did I play my role today? I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have said it in this way, I should have done it this way. Too late. Too late. It cannot be edited anymore. You cannot play it again. You'll get a next day, but that day again, if you play best, then only you are writing your script for the whole kalpa. Most accurate. So if I want to change my script and make my script more beautiful, I have to win upon my sanskaras and have to fix them very fast. If I'm not able to work upon my sanskaras, and if my past sanskaras are still governing my actions today, then I'll have to reap whatever I've done. Nobody can help me. Even God cannot help me. Because He had explained us so many times, not once. This director is so beautiful. He does not explain one, okay, you do it like this and that's it. He has been explaining to us since 80 years. Every day He's trying to, and He's not even tired of explaining to us again and again and again. He's so beautiful director. But still because my past life sanskaras and I'm not aware of how they are mingling with my script, Then in the end, and when I will realize I was the script writer and I have written my script like this for the whole kalpa, nobody can change it. Even Baba cannot change it. If we want to make changes, either two options. Either I change my sanskars very fast now, or second option, given by Baba, that by the end of the day when you see your chart, and if you realize you have done something wrong, you write down a letter to Baba, or confess in front of Baba, not just confessing, Baba, this is my mistake, I've realized now, but now I promise that again this sanskar would not be repeated. This action would not be repeated. Then Baba says, I can reduce half the fruit of it. So if it can be edited, it can be edited now only, provided I make a deep realization through self-reflection, make a deep realization and promise that this sanskar would not be repeated again. This karma would not be repeated again. Then Baba said, half will be covered up by me. But if I do not ask for forgiveness from Baba, and if again and again, or maybe I'm confessing, but at the same time I'm not promising, and I repeat the same mistakes again and again, then Baba says, I cannot remove that. I cannot edit it. So he can edit, but it has to be confessed with realization and promised, both the things, not halfway only. At this time we confess definitely after seeing our charts, but we do not promise. And that is why those old sanskaras are still mingling with my actions and spoiling my script. And hardly do we realize that I am spoiling my own script, which I'll have to face in the later births. Golden age, silver age would be beautiful, but from copper age, the script which I have been writing and trying to correct myself, but still again making mistakes, still making, I'll have to face those, reap those actions. It reminds me one beautiful story. As Gautami said, when she introduced me, that any character from the scriptures, so I believe I should at least tell you one story from the scriptures. I don't know how many of you know this character, Sudama. Have you heard about Sudama? Sudama is said to be Krishna's friend, childhood friend. And Krishna and Sudama, they used to go to the school together. This is shown in the scriptures, that they used to go to the school together. And then in their school, sometimes they had to go into the jungles to pick some sticks for the fire. So sometimes when they would go into the jungle, both of them together, and bring the sticks for the fire for their Guruji. That is mentioned in the scriptures. One day, when Sudama mentions to his mother that today we have to go to the jungle, so myself and Krishna will be going to the jungle to pick some firewood. Sudama's mother, she gives some peanuts. And she gives him 40 peanuts. And tells Sudama, 20 for you and 20 for Krishna. So he says, okay. So he says, don't eat Krishna's share. Be careful. Because I know you feel hungry and sometimes you eat his share as well. You don't realize. So he said, okay, I won't eat. So he takes the 40 peanuts in his pockets and he forgets. And then when they go out into the jungle, they pick the wood, and as they are coming back, Krishna feels so tired. So he says, I'm feeling so tired, exhausted. Can we just rest under this shade for some time? So he said, okay. So Sudama is sitting there. He's not feeling sleepy. He's not tired as well. Krishna is tired, so he falls asleep. Now, Sudama feels hungry. So he takes out his 20 peanuts and he starts eating them one by one. After finishing the 20 peanuts, again he's hungry. And he's looking again and again at Krishna. He's sleeping, fast asleep. He's not even feeling hungry. And I have so temptation, you know. So he's tempted again to take out. He takes out, looks at them and puts it back. My mother said, no, I can't eat this. But again, you know, boys, small boys, they're tempted. So when he takes out those 20 peanuts again, he feels, okay, let me have some. So he takes one, two, three, four. Gradually, he didn't realize he finished all those other 20 peanuts as well. So finally he thinks, Krishna does not know about this. So I won't mention to him that my mother had given 20 peanuts for you and I finished that. So he hides that. And when Krishna wakes up, says, okay, let's go now. So they both of them go back. And it is said in the scriptures, the deep secret of karma says that the 20 peanuts that he ate of Krishna's share, 20 years he had to suffer poverty, a very poor life where he could not get things. And he was so poor because after that they separated, Krishna and Sudama, when they separated, and Krishna became the king and Sudama led a life of poverty for 20 years. One peanut, 1 year. That is the account shown in scriptures. And after 20 years, his wife says, why don't you go to your friend Krishna? He may forgive you now. So reluctantly, he says, but I don't have anything to take for him. So she gives him rice. Take rice. Some cooked rice. So Sudama takes that rice and he goes up to Krishna for forgiveness that I ate those peanuts. And when he goes there, Krishna comes running up to him. And he takes him with so much of honor inside the palace. And then he said, so, what did you bring? And he takes out that rice that he had brought and he starts eating the rice. And each and every grain that he is eating, so much of sweetness, with so much of taste, that he is giving the riches for each grain that he is eating, he gives the riches. There, a palace, jewelry, good clothes, and everything he started giving. Each grain that he is taking from Sudama's share and He gives return. That is when Krishna's wife realizes, Rukmini, she realizes that he has been giving there, and through the third eye she was able to see. So she stops and takes the rest from his hand. You are not going to give everything to him now. Give what he deserves, what he needs. So this is the story in the scriptures. Similarly, whatever I do in this first life, in Brahmin life, accordingly I am receiving the good karmas also that I do, I receive in golden age and silver age the fruit of it. And then from copper age to iron age, whatever wrongdoings have been done due to those sanskaras, I will have to reap for them as well. But still, if in bhakti, those who do intense bhakti, they are able to clear off some of their accounts there as well. Baba's role, understand Baba's role in the path of bhakti also. Those who have done intense bhakti, they were forgiven also by Baba. They were spared also by Baba. They were like in bhakti also after that realization, going from temple to temple and calling out to him with deep love in the path of bhakti. There also he was able to change. Little bit, not much. Just as it is mentioned in the story of Meera, that when the bowl of poison comes in front of her, and she, through that intense remembrance, when she remembers, it converts into nectar. The poison converts into nectar. So even on the path of bhakti, if I want to do a little bit of editing there, which I am not liking from my own script, whatever I've written, whatever I'm going through, there also I can do it. But intense bhakti. Intense bhakti is needed. Then only he can do marginal changes, which he had done practically. So Baba says, realize I'm not the script writer. So no child can ever say, oh Baba, why did you write my role like this in drama? I cannot blame Baba. I cannot complain to Baba. Why did you write his script, his role is so good than mine? Baba says, I was not the script writer. You were the script writers. Whatever you have written, you are gaining for it. You are receiving for it. And one karma will enable us to reap for maybe one life. If that is 20 peanuts for 20 years, for us, maybe one action, as Baba says, it is multifolds, so it may be many lives. Many lives. That I may have to go through that. Maybe poverty or maybe those, that stage of, that state of life according to my actions. So Baba many a times says in the Murlis, now you have to make your guards. And who are the guards? Who are the guards? You have to make the guards tight. Who are the guards? Attention. The guards of attention, you have to make them tight so that you do not make any mistakes. You have to make your guards tight, tighten them, screw them up so that they are careful and they make you bring into attention, look, this is not good, this is not to be done, you cannot do it in this way. You make them. Otherwise, carelessness and laziness and makes us commit many mistakes. And when we make those mistakes, definitely we have to reap those in form of births. That is the account. So the importance of efforts according to the present time, now intense efforts has to be done so that I change my sanskaras fast enough, before time, so that my script is beautiful, not with patches here and there, not with dirtiness on it, but it is beautiful script. Because I will have to go through it. And as I've written, that will be done throughout the kalpa. Not the past kalpa. This script for the entire kalpa. Then the importance of efforts is, as Baba was mentioning today's Murli, children can go ahead of me. Baba says, I always stay behind. Keep the children in front. Why? So that you children can go ahead of me as well. But, if we are willing to change our sanskars so fast, like Baba, why did Baba become number one? It is not that he got extra lift from God, that's why. Or he got extra grace marks from God, that's why. Being an instrument, we are all instruments. Just as Baba is an instrument, each one of us is selected by God, and each one of us is an instrument for some other service. But if I increase my worthiness to that extent and become like the Father, then I can enjoy those things which Brahma Baba is also experiencing in the future lives. Otherwise, Baba says, I'm always behind. You have to go first. And any father is happy when he sees his children going ahead. No father would ever feel bad seeing the child go ahead. So Baba is also happy when he sees us going ahead. But he feels sorry for us also when he sees that we are still again and again under the influence of our old sanskars and playing our role not the way he wants us to play. When he sees our worthiness, he knows that this child can go ahead of me as well. Go ahead of Brahma Baba as well, but still we are not using that worthiness in a beautiful way. We are not using that worthiness to play a beautiful role and write the script accordingly. So Baba says, each one has a chance, each one is an instrument, and when each one is an instrument for something or the other, on the basis of being an instrument, I can play my role the best. To play that role in a very beautiful manner. For that he has given us three very good directions. And those directions are: be formless, be egoless, be wiseless. The three directions: be formless, be egoless, be wiseless. The more I'm able to adapt this into my life, into my sanskars, to transform my old sanskars, the more I'm able to keep myself away from the influence of I and mine, the more better script is written. Because whenever I come under the influence of I and mine, that is spoiling our script again and again. So, going beyond the influence of I and mine will enable us to play our roles in the best manner, to write the script in the best possible manner. Secondly, and for that he has told us, whenever you do a good thing, what happens? Any actor in the world, when he does a beautiful acting, everyone would congratulate him. So whenever you will perform a very good act, naturally, people will congratulate you, praise you. But the moment I start receiving that praise, and again coming under the, oh, I did it, brings me down. So whenever people are going to congratulate you for any good task you have done, being an instrument, any good activity you have done, people will praise you. At that time, offer that to Baba. It is Baba who made me the instrument to do this service. It is Baba who filled that capacity, who filled that speciality to do this. So when I bring Baba in front, I'm writing my script very beautiful. Means that makes me egoless. Otherwise, the ego is going to arise. And as soon as the ego arises, again, my script is not good. Because the face changes. That purity, that divinity in the face, in the sanskars, are changing. So Baba says, whenever people are going to praise you, offer that to Baba. From the heart, Baba, it's because of you. Baba, it's you who have made me an instrument. So this honor goes to you. And the moment I do that, I come under a very good feeling, lightness, easiness in my nature. And that makes me like fly easily. So Baba says, this is the yukti that Baba has given us in Murlis, that whenever you do something good on the basis of divine sanskars, people will definitely appreciate you. That is there. Any act which is done out of some specialities which I have received as blessings from Baba in this Brahmin life, definitely is going to get that praises, that congratulations, but immediately offer it to Baba. We can mention it to the others also, making them also realize it's not me, it's Baba doing the magic. It is Baba who is doing the wonders. It is Baba who is doing all this. So when I say that, means I become light and I can write my script more easy nature. So this is why the importance of effort. So when some children say, okay, whatever I've received last kalpa, I'll receive that, they do not understand the depth of this drama and their importance of efforts, because they've not understood it in the right way. So understanding it in the right way and making efforts, I can change the script. I'm changing every now and then. So how fast can I do that? Now it's up to me. So the ball is in my court. I'm responsible for each and every effort that I'm doing. If I'm becoming lazy in getting up early in the morning also or whenever, then Baba is not responsible. I'm responsible. That is why in the path of bhakti also, people have so much honor for God, and every time they sing the praises of God, you are the merciful, you are the most benevolent. Why do we sing those praises? The praises for God is accurate in the path of bhakti also, because we have realized He gave us all the good directions, but I was not able to follow that. He cannot play my role, definitely. I have to play my role myself on the basis of His directions. So when we realize that He was giving us everything beautiful, that's why we sing His praises. O merciful, O most benevolent, You are great, God is great. We were singing all these praises. Why? The realization in the end will make us feel He is nowhere to be accused of fault. Oh, you did not do this, you did not do that. We are at fault. We are at fault. So from today, if I want to make very good efforts and change whatever has happened, it was out of ignorance because I did not understand drama in its accurate manner, and I did not understand God's directions in an accurate manner. That's why. There was one family who came up to me and said, they had a disabled child. So they were very upset. And they said, every kalpa we are going to get this child. How can Baba not listen to us, not do good to us? Why did He not do good to us? You know? And so they left Gyan. And they left Gyan and started going to some guru. And they started blaming the Brahma Kumaris. All their knowledge is guru except the drama part, you know. That is the knowledge which we were not able to digest. So the guru said, okay, no. Efforts, you can do good efforts and next cycle you will not reap this child again. And I was wondering, when I saw that, in front of my eyes, when I saw that how they were defaming BK's and the BK's knowledge, and I was realizing and I was just thinking, I was having pity and mercy for that soul. You don't want to improve your nature, your sanskars, still defaming God and His knowledge, and you are expecting to reap something better in the next kalpa? How can that be possible? So sometimes out of ignorance, because I've not understood knowledge as it is, and I've not understood Baba as He is, which I'll realize maybe in the end, and that's the time when I'll feel so bad. I have written my script, and when I was defaming people, I was insulting me others, and then I feel, why did I get this role? Who is responsible? I myself am responsible. So sometimes people, we want to change our drama. How can Baba change my drama, the next kalpa? I don't want to play this role. Change. You are your script writers. You can have a better role if you want to. But for that, you need to change your sanskars immediately. How fast are you able to do that? I always ask them, how fast are you able to do that? If you are not willing to change your sanskars, and with those old sanskars, you want to have a better script, which is impossible. Impossible. So from today we realize, I have the pen, and I can write in the most beautiful manner as I want for myself. Baba has blessed me with so many specialities. If I just sit down and reflect, after becoming Baba's child, what is the goodness? What are the specialities that Baba has blessed me with, which I did not have in my past life, which he may have polished so beautifully, so that I can play my role the best way. If I just reflect on that and realize I have so much of potential and so much of capacity to change my coming kalpa roles. This is where efforts is. So Baba says, do efforts. How I have to do my efforts in the Avyakta Murli's beautiful directions he has given me. What is it that is coming in my way, which is not enabling me to, not allowing me to transform? I have to remove those things, those flaws from my sanskaras as soon as possible, as fast as possible. And for that, maybe I need more power, sakash from Baba. Amrit Vela, I can take that sakash from Baba. Amrit Vela, I can get that power from Baba, so that during the whole day, I'm able to go along with that. And if I'm able to do that, just imagine how happy I will be when I see, in the end, I'll have the vision of all those births that I have written by myself. How happy, or how much, what do you say, how much we may feel bad for our own self. So realize now also, there is still some time, there is still some moments where we can change ourselves, and if I am able to change myself, I am going to do beautiful wonders. Baba's canopy of blessings is upon me. Realizing that, every day in the morning, if I am sitting in Amrit Vela, but if I am feeling lazy, I am not feeling fresh, I am not able to take that strength from Baba, I am not able to feel Baba's canopy of blessings upon me, that means I am still not aware. The awareness is not there in me that who is writing this script. So Baba is the principal actor as well. Every karma he shows us how to do practically through the medium of Brahma Baba. And when Baba is showing us how we have to do the karmas through Brahma Baba, he becomes the principal actor. That's why Baba says, follow the footsteps of Brahma Baba if you don't understand anything. He has practically done through Brahma Baba also some of the acts just to show us how to do it. So, creator, director, principal actor, script writers we are. And we have got this span, a short span, but still a very powerful span where if I change fast within me, then I can do wonders. I can show the magic to the world. And that is when God is also praised by the entire world. Oh God, you are great. You have changed such people, made them deities. You have changed their sanskars into divine sanskars. When they see such souls, they will sing the praises of Baba. their hearts. And in that way, we will become an instrument to glorify Baba. And when I become an instrument to glorify Baba through my life, wherever I am, people will have visions. Today in the Murli Baba mentioned, people will have visions in the end. And when they'll have visions in the end, I am the instrument. So it's not just Brahma Baba who is the instrument. We are all instruments in glorifying the name of Baba. So how beautifully can I do that? That all depends upon me. And if some do not realize that they are instrument and they feel, what is my role? Nothing. I'm doing nothing. I'm not able to do anything. How am I going to glorify Baba? Don't think that. The moment I bring a change in me, that change is going to be glorified. And people are going to see that change. I am that change which people will see. And when people see that change, that's when they will feel, yes, God, you have done that magic. You were doing magic. That is when they will feel God is the greatest, the highest on high. Seeing my life, each one is an instrument to glorify Baba in the end. People will have visions wherever they are. They'll have the visions of those souls, how they have transformed. They'll have the complete vision. So no matter wherever, in whichever corner of the world we are instruments. And realizing that will feel as if will give you a boost in your efforts also, a boost in your changing your sanskars, and you change your complete script. Is it? How do you feel now? Helpless at whatever was in the last kalpa of drama, or no, still I have everything in my hands. Energized. So we'll change as fast as possible. And the more fast we can do change in our sanskars, Baba is going to shower blessings on us. Because we become the worthy child to receive those blessings from Baba. So just imagine, so beautiful role we have, so beautiful guide we have, so beautiful director we have, and who's teaching us at every step. Not like this, like this, like this. As a father, the child, he takes and makes him worthwhile that the world may see how God's children are, definitely. That makes me always energized, you know. Make me feel, yes, I can do so much. Before time ends, I have so much to show to the world. I have so much to do in front of the world as an instrument and glorifying Baba at each and every step. Each and every thoughts, I'm glorifying Baba. When Baba says, whenever you think waste, whenever you have negative thoughts, what type of script are you writing? If you realize that, I'm wasting that much of time, because it's not just one thing that I'm wasting, I'm not just wasting my thoughts. Five things are being wasted. Time, thoughts, breaths, my energy, my power, and my resources. 5 things I'm wasting at one time. So if I multiply by 5, whatever I've wasted 5 times, and if I'm reaping 5 times, if I use one thing worthwhile, if I use time worthwhile, my thoughts worthwhile, my breaths worthwhile, my energy and my resources, it's 5 times I gain also, and 5 times I'm losing also. So that is why Baba says, understand this mathematics. It is increasing that span in form of birth. Like if I have one birth of 60 years, then that multiplied by 5, how many seconds I've wasted, how many minutes I've wasted in thinking waste, in generating negative, that much I'm spoiling my script. So that time span increases and I have to suffer so many years. One peanut, 1 year. One peanut, 1 year. So this moments that I've got from God are so precious and so valuable. And if I waste them by thinking waste or generating negative thoughts, waste is also a form of impurity. When Baba said this, just imagine when I generate negative about somebody, about my own self, what am I doing? What am I doing? So I have to realize that, and I have to now, before I leave from Madhuban, I have to confess that in front of Baba and promise that those sanskars will not repeat again. This is the fast change that is needed. Because Baba, in this season, we can see, is giving the entire plan for the future as well. In the last Murli, when Baba was talking about unlimited feelings, unlimited, going to the unlimited, unlimited. Why? Baba's mentioned unlimited. I have to go into the unlimited so that I can see each one as Baba's child. And as Baba has sustained me, Baba has taken care of me, now I have to be an instrument to sustain others also, through the energy that Baba has filled in me. Because those souls who are going to come, there will be so much, hopeless cases. They will need the energy that we have. We have to sustain them through our energy. That is what will be the state. So powerful I have to be now. That was what Baba was trying to say in the last 2 Murlis, only 10 minutes. But in 10 minutes, He has given us so much. So much. But those who have understood, they were able to take what Baba is trying to give them. Otherwise, they may feel, we don't know whether it was Gulzada, whether it was Baba. No, it was Baba. No doubts, no other thought, because the language tells us it was God's language, not Dadi's language. And that's why when Baba is giving us, if I'm able to understand the depth of it, I'm able to fill myself with it. What Baba is going to make me, I have to keep myself ready for that. So I have to be worthy for that role that is to come now. So that in the end also I'll be able to play such roles in the last birth also. So I have to be prepared for the role that now the time is going to come with. If I'm not prepared, if I have not changed myself, I won't be prepared for that role. So Baba says, I have to change in such a way that I'm prepared for that role. So are we ready? Are we ready for that role? So for that we have to change ourselves very fast, isn't it? So for a few minutes, can we just sit in reflection and see ourselves? Where I need to change now? What is the first thing that I have to work upon? Being here in Madhuban, how will I take that power, that sakash from Baba, so that I'm able to make fast changes in myself? Now, no waste. Being free from that waste also. So for a few minutes, let us all sit down. Let us go within. And look at our role. That we have played till now. I realize I am the scriptwriter of my entire 84 births. This being the first birth, I look at my sanskars. And I know where some shortcomings are. Change my feelings. towards everyone and my own self. Each one has a unique role. Appreciate everybody's role. But now I realize that the blessings I've received from Baba I have to use them to make myself worthy. I take Sakash from Baba. So that I become his worthy instrument. And use his specialities in a worthwhile way. With all those with whom I have accounts, let me generate benevolent feelings, good wishes, and bless them. So that I can clear my accounts with them. The more pure energy I release towards them, faster I'll be able to settle the accounts. The more I give positive and pure, I become light. I release all the tightness from some of my old sanskaras. And gradually take myself on the path of being formless, egoless, and viceless. Shanti.